terror will not come to an end by simply condemning it. The only solution to communist terror is anti-communist intellectual activity. Turkey has been fighting communist separatist terror for the last 30 years. During that time, thousands of our people have been martyred and billions of dollars have been spent in the fight against terror, yet no solution to terror has been found. That is because pretty much nothing has been done about the point of origin that prepares the way for terror and allows it to develop and grow strong. The terror that Turkey is facing today is communist terror. The PKK is not a movement based on ethnic origins. It is a Marxist-Leninist and Stalinist organization whose ideal is to build an enormous communist state in the region. It also believes that a bloody revolution is essential to achieve that aim. Its ideology requires it to attack police stations, shoot police officers patrolling the streets in the back, kidnap teachers, bomb civilians, and martyr Turkish soldiers. Materialism is the basis of Marxist-Leninist ideology and the sole supposed scientific basis for materialism, its life's blood, is Darwinism. Darwinism, communism, materialism, violence and terror represent an inseparable whole. There can be no materialism without Darwinism, no communism without materialism, and no terror without communism. The force that really keeps communist terror propped up is communist materialist propaganda waged among the people. The PKK disseminates communist propaganda in the region day and night, 24/7. The terror organization literally turns coffee houses, grocery stores, and other places where people meet together into places of education. It presents supposedly scientific evidence to describe the validity of materialism and gathers supporters by those means. What needs to be done against that intensive propaganda is anti-propaganda. In other words, to describe the invalidity of Darwinism and materialism with scientific evidence, using a very clear, sensible, and accurate language. Such intellectual activity will put a bullet in the brain of the terror organization. No organism whose brain no longer functions can obviously survive. Indeed, it is the persistent refusal to engage in an intellectual struggle over the last 30 years that has led to the position where we are today.
PKK, Şırnak'ın Silopi ilçesinde polis evine saldırı düzenledi. İki polis şehit düştü.
İki altubayla bir uzman çavuş şehit oldu.
Siirt'in Pervar ilçesinde teröristler askeri karakola saldırdı. Hain saldırıda 5 asker şehit oldu, 7 asker yaralandı.
Meclis Başkanı Cemil Çiçek teröristleri lanetledi.
Bunu yapanları, buna destek verenleri, buna imkan sağlayanları lanetliyorum ve şiddetle kınıyorum.
Condemning the communist terror organization, damning those who commit terror, saying it is a disgrace, and accusing the culprits of having no conscience, has absolutely no effect in the fight against terror. Instead of saying, we condemn terror attacks, as it has been written in countless articles or said on talk shows and in newspaper headlines for the last 30 years, if it were declared that the PKK is a communist, Marxist-Leninist, Stalinist organization. Instead of saying, down with the treacherous PKK, if it were declared that the PKK is communist, communism is rooted in Darwinism and Darwinism has collapsed. Instead of writing headlines saying, the traitors have gone too far, if it were declared that the invalidity of Darwinism and materialism has been scientifically proved. Instead of telling communist and materialist terrorists, this will not get you anywhere, so go home to your families. If they were told that more than 350 million fossils prove the fact of creation and that evolution is a lie. Instead of holding public meetings condemning terror and shouting out, down with terror and the PKK, if it were declared that it is impossible for even a single protein to come into being by chance. Instead of saying, mothers and fathers are weeping, does the PKK have no conscience? If it were said that 20th century science has completely disproved dialectic materialism, definitive results in the fight against terror would have been produced. The solution to communist terror does not lie in damning it. The solution to communist terror does not lie in interminable discussion programs that go on for hours and never get anywhere. The solution to communist terror does not lie in security and military measures alone. The solution to communist terror lies in anti-Darwinist, anti-materialist, and anti-communist scientific activity.